This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. You know, we've been listening for 2 years about lectures, or of lectures, about principles and the rule of law by the establishment-loving hacks that are now furious that we normal Americans picked somebody besides Jeb Bush. And what we've been seeing over the last few weeks has demonstrated that their high-minded dedication to conservatism is a fraud. Because this isn't about principles or the rule of law. It's only about holding on to power. Their power. Now let's take the latest in a seemingly endless series of hashtag fails from that smarmy dope Paul Ryan, the king of the Freedocons. First, he rushed out to help out the liberals with their ridiculous narrative about how Donald Trump is a Nazi. And, you know, I thought all along that the narrative memo had him being a Russian fifth columnist. I mean, how do you do both? He's pretty versatile. You couldn't keep Ryan from eagerly jumping in with his usual more in sorrow than in anger about Trump thing to help the left push their latest meme. Antifa? Not so fast. Ryan is a poodle, and he obediently waited until Nancy Pelosi led the way and offered some tepid words about these commie black shirts and their thirst for blood, before brave Sir Ryan ran out and offered some tepid words about those commie black shirts and their thirst for blood. Paul Ryan is a guy who can't even take his own side in a fight, or more to the point, our side in a fight. Now, a quick quiz. When Donald Trump proposed to keep his promise to the Republican voters who elected him and end the unconstitutional DACA program that the Obama administration enacted to ignore duly enacted immigration laws, what did passive Paul do? Did he A, immediately offer support for the president undoing this rule of law abomination that Ryan expressly called unconstitutional on Fox back in October of 2014? Did he B, immediately demand the president not undo this rule of law abomination that Ryan expressly called unconstitutional on Fox back in October 2014? Or did he C, Ryan immediately asked someone to explain what the phrase keep his promise to the Republican voters who elected him means? Or D, did he do B and C? So for the benefit of our suckers, basically Ryan was against DACA when it couldn't be undone, but is now panicking when it can be undone because it might actually be undone, unless Trump lets Ryan roll him, in which case he deserves to be laughed at in exactly the way his never-Trump enemies will laugh at him. So this DACA two-step looks an awful like Obamacare, doesn't it? And how the gung-ho... the true conservatives were to repeal it when they couldn't repeal it, and how suddenly they turned ungung-ho when they actually could. If I was a cynical man, I'd say it seems like this establishment GOP has been lying to our faces for years and years and years, and this couldn't be true because of our establishment betters that have all this principles and stuff. And it's not just the Wisconsin wimp shifting his conserva gimp mode. Soon to be former Senator Jeff Flake, that braying doofus, naturally joined the cave-in chorus. Ben Sasse, Flake's braying doofus doppelganger, probably joined in, but I don't want to look at his tedious Twitter feed to find out. And since it involved betraying Republicans, you've got to assume that John Blue Falcon McCain was in on it too. Because principles and stuff. Because enforcing the law is the most important thing there is, except for doing what the rich guys who fund the establishment want. And that's really the most important thing there. So after nearly 2 years of tiresome finger wagging about the rule of law and how we need to put our principles above our desire for winning, the whole sordid scam we always knew it always was revealed for the world to see. They can't hide it anymore, and they aren't even trying. Their glorious conservative principles aren't principles at all, but some sort of a skeevy plot designed to tie our hands and keep us from pursuing some sort of a policy goal that our establishment coalition partners disfavor. They want open borders. They want illegals. They want cheap foreign labor that doesn't get uppity to man their donors' corporations so the captains of crony capitalism don't have to fuss with American workers who won't tolerate being treated like some sort of chattel. Yeah, we're better than that, all right. If you mean that we're better than enforcing the laws the American people pass through a constitutional process that the ruling class decides it doesn't like them. Because the rule of law is for us, not them. The rule of law was supposed to be a shield to protect us from the ravages of the powerful. But our truer-than-you cons have us... They use it as a sword to cut our legs out from under us and keep us from defending our own interests. Oh, you can't possibly exercise the power against your leftist enemies that they always exercise against you. Right? Because of principles. Or you can't possibly be uncouth and actually fight back against our enemies. Right? Because of principles. Oh, a principle is getting the way of something the establishment wants. Is it getting in the way of that? What's a principle? So now suddenly, Congress is moving to try to keep DACA alive through, legislation. Though that's probably not going to happen, since most GOP legislators understand that amnesty is ballot box poison. See, that's why they love DACA. They can't pass it as a law, so they simply feigned outrage for the benefit of us rubes when Obama did exactly what they wanted with his pen. And the most congressional GOP move of all possible congressional GOP moves, they now want to try to pass a proposed DACA fix using Democrat votes. And so their proposed deal to the Democrats, who really, really want 800,000 future voters, is to trade it for nothing at all. The GOP isn't asking for anything. No new limits on immigrants. No reform on chain immigration. Certainly no wall. Nothing. I hope the dealer tries out this innovative new negotiation strategy on me the next time I bargain to lease a fine German sports sedan. But they do get something. They get shafted, as usual. And their deal is we give you Democrats what you want, and in exchange you call us racist when Elizabeth Warren proposes to declare all these middle-aged dreamer kids U.S. citizens, because you know they had dreams and stuff. It's just pathetic. And it's becoming clearer and clearer that the real reason the Republicans don't want to end the filibuster to allow them to pass legislation is that they would then be expected to pass legislation that their voters want and the GOP establishment doesn't. But here's the thing. There's two parties in America, one on the right, one to the left. The left-right spectrum used to be the only axis that mattered, and the coalitions within the parties fit pretty well, if not perfectly. But the bipartisan establishment, the meritless meritocracy that rules us, they've become quite arrogant, while at the same time they've become quite inept. And they ignore problems and troubling trends even as they cashed in for themselves over the decades. So there's really four political parties now. For the right, the pro-establishment, the rhinos, the right, the anti-establishment, the Trump voters, the left, pro-establishment, Hillary's snobby urban corpus jerk corps, and the left, anti-establishment, the Bernie, Warren, Stalin axis of Venezuela. That's why we see the D.C. establishment unifying to protect its power and privilege and holding us normals in utter contempt. Most of the senators, Democrat and Republican, have much more in common with each other than with us. And Trump's clearly the bigger threat than a counterpart across the aisle. It also explains why you hear about Bernie supporters who went for Trump instead of pantsuit. And that's the fault line. The desire to keep or destroy the monstrous status quo. And this new axis will reshape the political parties as their uncomfortable coalitions jockey for control. But you know what? The next time you hear some establishment snob lecturing you on how you are morally obligated not to do anything to advance your own interests because of principles, simply know this. That's just a lie. Act accordingly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Now, you want to know what makes me the most angry about all this conservative shenanigans about principles and stuff? We have the other party, the other political party, okay? They're constantly wanting to disarm us. Now, coming from the desk of Rob Morris, we have this. He looked at it. And Rob is about self-defense, and I'm not going to say he's actually quite learned when it comes to things political. I just don't see him writing about it that much that often, although lately he's been skewing that way and getting away from some of this stuff. Now, I may have missed some of his other stuff, so if it sounds like I don't know what I'm talking about, that's probably accurate. But here he looks at some data. He looked at why the concealed carry rate varies across the 50 states. He found that fewer people receive their carry permits when politicians mandate long hours of training. Fewer people get their permits when the application is cumbersome and expensive. And fewer of us are willing to pay these higher costs. But fees and training only sort of explain part of what we see. The larger factor than the price of the permit is if we may apply for a permit at all. States fall into three broad categories where they regulate concealed carry of a firearm in public. Some states grant permits on a may-issue basis, and those states a judge or sheriff can deny your application for any reason or for no reason at all. Politicians, judges, and retired law enforcement officers are the usual permit holders in may-issue states. Some states give permits on a shall-issue basis. Law-abiding citizens are granted a permit in these states. There may be mandatory training and fees, but an ordinary citizen can't apply. Some states said their firearm laws weren't effective in disarming criminals. Rather than disarm their honest citizens, they adopted unrestricted carry, also called permitless carry or constitutional carry. There you're allowed to carry any firearm that you're allowed legally to buy. The carry rate varies from a high of about 15% down to zero in some states. That's in the population, general population of the state. The number of us who get our permit is determined by the issuing scheme and the cost, and these factors explain how many, but they don't explain why. So I ask the question, why do you see large variations in fees and issuing regulations? That answer is politics. Because some states have Democrats as their governor, attorney general, and in control of their legislature. Others have Republicans. The degree of Democrat control is strongly linked to the decline in carry permits. Oh my. How inconvenient for that one to come out. Now, that part of it, getting out there, this is troublesome. On average, the permit rate is about 3.5 times higher in Republican-controlled states than in Democrat-controlled states. So, said another way, about 70% of us are disarmed as we move from Republican to Democrat-controlled states. To put a number on it, that's where his 11 million number comes from. Disarmed by state regulations today. He also found on average that Democrat-controlled states impose higher fees and mandate longer training hours before they will issue a carry permit. In some states, Democrats refuse to grant permits to ordinary citizens. All the states with an effective 0% licensing rate use a may-issue licensing scheme, and the states that use a may-issue licensing scheme are all Democrat-controlled. They are shown all over the place. And he likes to use blue, because they're blue states after all. In contrast, most states that recognize unrestricted carry are Republican-controlled or neutral. Vermont is a single exception and has never required permits. So for Rob, this was a moment of awakening, because he didn't believe it at first. But the Democrats really are out to disarm honest citizens. Widespread firearms prohibition is a relatively fairly new political phenomenon. Both parties used to support the right of law-abiding citizens to keep and bear arms. There was also a time the Democrats supported the working class, but today the middle class wants to protect themselves at home and in public. We would be better served if both political parties addressed our needs and recognized the right to bear arms. However, I'm not holding my breath because neither one of them are doing, besides paying lip service to it. One of the things I don't like, I was going to speak at an event, and they came to me and they wanted me to speak about fake news, which I know about fake news, but they wanted this other guy to speak about the Second Amendment, and he was a former politician. He couldn't even hold on to his job, and I told them, I told the organizers, you can do whatever you want to do. However, he doesn't know what he's going to be talking about. He may say he supports the Second Amendment, but if you really want to have somebody talk about it, that would be me. But no, they stuck to their guns on this one. So, dude gets up there and starts speaking, and instead of, now he's a former state senator. And when he starts speaking, he's more interested in talking about what he did when he was an acting state senator than he was about the Second Amendment. And I just looked at the organizers, and I just shook my head. And then they came to me, and they wanted me to speak about both things. They wanted me to stand up there for twice as long and speak about both issues. And like a fool, I did it. But I did it for one reason. Because there were people there that wanted to hear it. Now, these politicians, like this guy, who was a Republican, he was one of the ones that was actually supposed to successfully primary Lindsey Graham. I'm talking about a guy named Lee Bright. I've had him on the show before. Didn't know what he's talking about. Couldn't explain to you why he was talking about it. Politicians, with very few exceptions, are not in it for me and you. They're in it for them. Some of them start out doing it for me and you. And then they either get too tired to continue to do it, or they get too disillusioned to continue to do it, or they get seduced by the Beltway seductress. And, that's quite seductive. So, neither one of them are going to do it. We're going to end up having to do it ourselves, I think. We'll see. Hope not. I'll keep thinking positive, though. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Cherukuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tonight. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. The media seems to be spinning things to where all the hatred and all of the violence resides on the side of the right, which you and I both know. See, there's a little bit of difference between being able to operate with controlled anger and actually having hatred. Now, last year there was this American Legislative Exchange Council. They met in Pittsburgh, and they're called ALEC. And the left hates ALEC because it promotes conservative reforms to state government and challenges public sector unions. And in the middle of their meal, there was a lot of shouting and shrieking and banging. And shortly thereafter, about 25 left-wing activists pushed past a security guard, stormed into the room. Nobody knows if they were organized by unions or radical Antifa groups. They were mostly angry, young, and thuggish. They began throwing things at them and swearing at them. They surrounded them in a menacing and intimidating way. Then some security people showed up and started to hustle them out. And they were hissing things like, "Get away from me, you deleted fascist." Everybody has a right to free speech and assembly, but nobody has a right to trespass on private property. Then, during the campaign season, there was a lot of Donald Trump rallies across the country. And it wasn't uncommon for fights and brawls to break out when the protesters showed up. And in most, but not all cases, the left instigated the violence. Now, in the wake of Charlottesville, the media and the left are preposterously accusing not just the nitwit white supremacists, but also Trump. Conservatives and Trump supporters are being racist and bigots. And if you don't renounce any association with Trump, you too are morally inferior. I've got that going on right here in the home of the national champion Clemson Tigers. I've got one professor named, I can't remember his name. I don't remember his name. but he's out there spouting exactly that. that nonsense. If you don't renounce, well, then you must be a racist. So the left does believe that you and I are deplorable people. These are the same media mavens and political commenters that were bemoaning the degradation of political discourse a decade ago. And if you paint all of your political adversaries who disagree with you on tax cuts and Confederate statues and the minimum wage as a Nazi sympathizer or white supremacist, then you can justify shutting them up or shutting them down through intimidation and violence. That is, of course, if you can pull that off. Most of the left-wing publications are not out there condemning any of this violence. They're actually out there condoning it. They're saying that it is justified. A practical response to Trumpism, if you will. I'm afraid this may be manifested in the months ahead in some very unhealthy and dangerous developments. Dangerous for whom, we'll get to in a minute. First of all, here's some predictions. The shameful war on free speech and open debate on college campuses will intensify. And those on the right will be shut down, and the closing of the American mind will get worse. Since they're being emboldened by the media, we may see more militancy from the Antifa groups. And they will become increasingly aggressive in their political tactic. People with a Trump t-shirt or Make America Great Again hat are going to get humiliated and beat up. Unless, of course, you put it on your plate carrier. Then the demands from the grievance lobby on the left will grow increasingly ridiculous and outlandish. Will taking every Confederate statue in America satisfy the left? Because, no, it won't. The demands will never end. All of America, not just college campuses and newsrooms and the public square, will be declared a safe space, granting liberals a de facto right to never be offended by hearing a viewpoint contrary to their own. Don't be surprised if we see routine acts of violence and mayhem and shootings that will make the 1960s riots look like a picnic. The country will be ripped apart, and the media will then throw up their hands and hypocritically say, gee, whoever thought someone would actually shoot a congressman? Recently, it was said on CNN that Robert E. Lee was revered by many Southerners, and that taking down statues of him was a bad idea. And he was inundated with hate mail, threats of physical injury. It's becoming ugly and dangerous out there. And for decades, the left has preached the need for tolerance. But now they want to use their own force or the power of the state to silence any voice that disrupts their worldview. The shame of all of this is that the left had simply ignored the wacko white supremacists who gathered in Charlottesville, Virginia, and who represent perhaps 0.01% of the conservative movement. Their flame of hatred would have burned out quickly and quietly. Love would have triumphed. But that's the last thing they want. They gave the wackos on the right a media platform so the militants on the left would have their own soapbox and spotlight. In fact, they did it in concert to do that. I still cry shenanigans that actually happened. But, you know, they can keep on going if that's the way they want to go. I don't have an issue with that per se. This is the way it is. You know, when I was a young man, when I was 23 and I joined the military, I went out to defend the country. And now it looks like I'm going to have to defend the country from the country. And make no mistake about it, Antifa. I may be older, and I may be slower, but I'm not afraid. And I still do have a bit of a skill set. And if I find enough of people like me, then I've got enough of people like me to deal with all of you. I don't want to. I don't want to see it come to violence. But you've got to understand that you guys are playing at it, and with some of us, it used to be a lifestyle. Getting out there and defaulting to violence for the sake of some political goal or some political aim, or just to shut somebody up. That's not why I gave my youth to you. That's not why I gave my youth to you, America. Not to do that. And I'm not above trying to correct you if you decide to go, if you decide to sort of prostitute this whole idea of a free society. I'm not adverse to that at all. And that's where your biggest danger lies. Not taking that seriously enough. That is the biggest threat you face. It's the biggest threat you need to be concerned with, because it is real. It is definitely a real threat. It's a real promise, even. And I know you don't believe that. I know that you think you look at the right, you look at the politicians on the right, and you think this is the way it is. And I'm here to tell you that that is not the way it is. We're not all mavericks. We're not all John McCain. We take this whole oath thing quite seriously. I know you don't understand it because you've never pledged an oath and then actually kept a promise, but, oh, that's the problem. Okay. If it comes down to it, we will demonstrate what we're talking about, if that's what you want. But when it happens, this is something you asked for. I don't want to hear any crying about we need to go back to the political discourse, because I'm all for that. Are you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
To save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Time on the firing line. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load, and got a storm coming in now, so we got it in just in the nick of time. There was a controversial traffic stop in King County, Washington State, August the 16th. A detective came up from behind a motorcyclist with his gun drawn, no ID. Okay? The motorcyclist did not see the vehicle behind him. The vehicle behind him did have on flashing blue lights. But that went on for 12 days when the sheriff's department finally saw the video, because the motorcyclist took the video. When they finally saw the video on August the 28th, the detective was immediately placed on leave, and an investigation has been launched. And this coming from Sheriff John Urquhart. He spoke to Liberty Park Press Tuesday, explained that stopping someone for reckless driving typically doesn't or shouldn't involve a drawn firearm. This is, supposedly the detective who was not set up to be a traffic cop, he didn't have radar or anything else, said it looked like he was going 100. He was doing 49. So maybe the detective should just sit behind the desk. Had he been speeding and riding erratically prior to the incident? Well, no, because 49 miles per hour is not exactly, unless it's in like a 10 mile per hour speed limit. But here's the question. What would happen if an armed private citizen came up on you, gun drawn, in a similar manner? There are laws against threatening the use of lethal force, but when police are concerned, there's a Supreme Court ruling from 1989 that has some interesting perspective, but it regards a case involving police. An armed citizen would not have the benefit of being placed on leave, but it would instead quite possibly be arrested and jailed and face charges that might include first-degree assault. Urquhart said he contacted Randall via telephone and apologized for the incident. On the video, the detective can be heard threatening to knock Randall off of his motorcycle. He also says he'll dump him. In the video, the plainclothes detective does not put his finger on the trigger. He indexes along the pistol's frame, a textbook placement that is universally taught in defensive firearms training courses. But the question remains, what would happen if a legally armed Washington State citizen who did the same thing under the same circumstance, knowing what the detective knew at the time? Under Washington Statute 9A.36.011, this would be assault in the first degree. However, you can temper that discussion with a look at a 1989 Supreme Court ruling in the case of Graham versus Connor, which discussed claims of excessive use of force by law enforcement. The opinion was authored by William Rehnquist, the late chief judge, and Urquhart mentioned it in his telephone conversation. A man named Dethrone Graham had been detained by law enforcement during what turned out to be a diabetic incident in Charlotte, North Carolina. During Cram's detention, he was handcuffed, and according to the decision, at some point during his encounter with the police, he sustained a broken foot, cuts on his wrist, a bruised forehead, and an injured shoulder. The case applied to the use of force by police, and again, what might happen to the private citizen who confronted someone in the same manner? What if, would that person face criminal charges should such a confrontation even occur? And the quick answer is that armed private citizens shouldn't do that kind of thing. Get a license plate number if possible and call the police. The detective in this case apparently did not immediately identify himself. In the video, he appears from the left, gun in hand and held tightly to his chest. If somebody walks up on me and they're not identified as a cop, what should I do? In Washington State, their self-defense law would have allowed the use of deadly force in the actual resistance of an attempt to commit a felony upon the slayer in his or her presence or upon or in a dwelling or other place of abode in which he or she is. This incident is being looked at right now, and it may or may not end very well. Finally, what is sensible gun reform, and why wouldn't we be for that? There's a Democrat looking to unseat a Republican Iowa congressman, and she is being prohibited from speaking to an upcoming gathering because she has a very foul mouth. But there's one other thing that about her campaign that might, you know, upset the Hawkeye State gun owners. She is for sensible gun reform. If you look around the internet, that would reveal all kinds of ideas what sensible gun reform is, and which is one of those phrases that translates to gun control, or it might simply be another substitute for the term gun control, as is gun safety and gun responsibility. 5 years ago, Think Progress published a list of 5 possible gun safety regulations that might have been implemented in the wake of the Sandy Hook tragedy, none of which would have prevented the massacre. And these included requiring criminal background checks on gun owners and gun shop employees, prohibiting terrorist watch list members from acquiring guns, mandating that gun owners tell the police when their gun is stolen. Concealed carry permits should only be restricted to individuals who've completed a safety training course and are 21 or older. Concealed carry permits shouldn't be given to perpetrators of violent misdemeanors or individuals arrested for domestic violence. Adam Lanza uses mother's legally purchased firearms after he murdered her to take them from the home. A year ago, the Daily Kos ran a piece that talked about sensible gun control, focusing largely on ammunition, limiting the amount someone could keep at home, how many rounds a magazine could hold. They also suggested that you must get training and buy a driver's license to operate an automobile. Shouldn't we do something like that for guns? We already have some gun registration laws that I'm sure can be improved upon. You need to go to the driver's education class to get a license to drive a car. You need to go to hunter's training class before you can get a hunting license. You need to register your car before you can drive it, and you need to register your guns before you use them. So you need a driver's license. Why not a shooter's license? Now, advocates of licensing and registration are now feverishly opposed to national concealed carry reciprocity. If we are to treat gun ownership, which is a civil right, like driving, which is a privilege, then licenses and registrations must be honored in all 50 states. This, according to Second Amendment advocates. There's really nothing sensible about sensible gun reform, but that is the dirty little secret of gun control schemes. They penalize and inconvenience the wrong people. They don't keep guns out of the wrong hands, and there's no evidence to suggest they have ever prevented a crime. Maybe that's why so many gun rights activists oppose those schemes, because of that evidence we know all too much about. Finally, went to the range yesterday. I was completely prepared to be very impressed when running the H&K VP9. I was completely unprepared for what I found with the CZP09. They're two different kinds of guns. The VP9, of course, is a striker-fired pistol by H&K, and the CZP09 is a double-action, single-action pistol, hammer-fired, by CZ. I've never owned either of those name brands before because I'm a reformed Glock fanboy. And I was stunned in the most pleasant of ways. Now, I put a video out about the H&K VP9. I'm going to put another one out about the PE09. And the thing about the VP9, I really didn't like the trigger at first. And I was actively thinking about getting rid of it as soon as I got done with that video. And then the more I shot it during the afternoon, the more I started to like it, and I started to like the way it felt. It just was so solid. And I didn't even have the ergonomics right, because when I brought it home, we changed the back strap and the two side panels, and now it is great. The CZP09, the only time I've ever handled a single-action, double-action gun that was better than this one was a really nice SIG P226 with an SRT trigger. That video is coming soon. And we'll be back again tomorrow. And that's in about 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.